a fantastic day.
Oh, hey, your little hands are cold.
Well, you know what they say, cold hands, warm heart.
No, cold hands slept outside.
What?
I had to go sleep outside because you were snoring so loud.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious, Hayden. I slept outside.
You can't sleep outside. It's freezing out there, honey. But... outside, huh?
Hayden, we have got to do something about your snoring.
Oh, come on. It just started a couple of months ago. You'll get used to it.
Get used to it? Every night, it's like listening to someone kick-starting a motorcycle next to my head.
Ah, stop exaggerating. I mean, how loud could it be? Jeez.
Well, sorry. This is how you get when you're suffering from sleep deprivation.
Well, I know what to do. I'll take care of it today. I'll buy you some earplugs.
I tried earplugs. They didn't work.
Maybe you didn't have them in right.
You're right. I put them in my ears. They should have been up your nose.
Okay, I snore. I am sorry. A lot of men snore worse than I do. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Try sleeping with some of them.
All right, come on. I'm going to be late for work.
Well, Hayden, I can't go through another night of this.
Okay. We'll talk more about it when I get home, all right? I promise.
Okay.
Now, why don't you try and get some sleep? You look beat.
Hey, I stopped by the travel agency, picked up the tickets for next week's recruiting trip.
Oh, thanks.
Where are you guys going?
Chicago. We're going to take a look at that defensive tackle we like. Wait a minute, you couldn't get a direct flight from Minneapolis to Chicago?
Sure. You can get one if you want to pay top dollar. I just think we went to school, be a little bit cost efficient. You make one stopover, it's like half.
Where's the stopover?
Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama?
Yeah, it's a great town. You'll love it, Hayden. Plus, we're staying overnight on a Saturday, and that costs even less.
I don't want to go to Mobile, Alabama. Plus, I don't want to spend a Saturday night there with you.
Well, come on, Hayden. I don't know why not go, please.
Hey, what's going on here, Luther?
Well, you know, it turns out in the next week's the annual NBLA convention, and this year it's in Alabama.
What the hell's the NBLA?
National Basset Hound Lovers Association.
Man. You hijacked me to a dog show?
It's not just a dog show, Hayden. It's one of the most fun weekends of the whole year. I mean, there's thousands of basset hounds there, all shapes and sizes. Long ones, fat ones, and long ones, and fat ones.
Sounds great. What do they do there?
Bro, there are all kinds of events. They have an obedience competition, a parade, and they have a basset hound limbo. You know, where the one tries to get under the shortest stick.
Yeah. Just go have a good time. Just make sure I have a direct flight to Chicago.
Okay, be that way. Waste the school's money if you want. Hey, Justine.
Hi, Luther. Hi, honey. Hi,
Dubber.
Could I talk to Hayden alone for a few minutes?
Oh, sure. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Why?
You look a little worn out. Are you getting enough sleep?
Okay, Doc. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
What's the matter, honey?
Nothing. In fact, I think everything is going to be fine from now on.
What do you mean?
You were absolutely right this morning.
Yeah? Oh, I love hearing that.
But I did a little research, and it turns out there are millions of people who snore at night. That is why they invented this.
Tennis ball?
One of the most effective cures for snoring.
Hmm. Well, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, I read that most snorers snore when they're on their backs. So we put this tennis ball underneath your pajamas, and then it makes it uncomfortable for you when you roll onto your back.
So putting a ball on my back's going to cure me from snoring?
Hopefully. But if it doesn't...
Oh, God.
This is a cervical pillow. It cradles your neck and changes the angle of your head.
So a new angle in my head and a ball on my back? Boy... Let's go to bed early tonight.
These are nasal strips. You tape the sides of your nose, and they hold your nostrils open wider.
Oh. Well, see, I don't want my nostrils open wider. Something may fly in there.
One of these should work, but in case they don't, we can always use this.
What the hell's that?
This is a little anti-snoring device. Here, just give me your wrist. You just put it on your wrist, like that, and then put these on your two fingers.
This little thing's going to keep me from snoring?
I hope so.
Well, how does it work?
Well, it's sound activated. It reacts to any loud noise, like a snore.
So what happens when I snore?
It trains you not to snore anymore.
How?
With negative reinforcement.
How?
In a very gentle way.
How?
It's a very gentle electrical shock.
A gentle electrical shock?
I mean, it only runs on a battery.
Well, so does a stun gun! Ow! 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 Don't say anything till I get this off. Ah! 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 Ah!
What is that?
Oh, nothing. None of your business.
Come on, tell me, what is it?
It's personal.
Christine and I are having a little problem here. That's all. We're working it out.
Oh, it's one of those marital issues.
No.
How does it work?
No, hey. It's a device to keep you from snoring.
You're a snorer? I didn't know that. You know, now that's a coincidence.
Why?
I've acted a little problem in bed myself. I get a little loud.
We're talking about snoring here, right?
Yeah. Luther has been great about it, but, you know, I think it's really starting to irritate him.
Luther, you should try some of these things. They're supposed to be very effective.
Yeah, maybe it will. How much are they?
Well, altogether about $90.
You know, let me know how they work.
Hayden Fox, I believe I have an appointment.
Hello, Mr. Fox. Have you been to a sleep disorder center before?
Well, my wife and I were thinking about it last summer, but we decided to go to Yosemite instead.
It's not so bad. Now, why don't you just get started and fill this out?
Am I going to have to be here all night?
We have to observe you while you sleep.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this at all.
I checked in too. Now it's a slumber party.
Each of you will sleep in a private room. Now, after you've disrobed, a technician will hook you up to the monitoring equipment.
Doc, just wait a minute. Now, when you say we're hooked up, what am I hooked up to? And what is that hook hooked on?
Relax, Mr. Fox. It's just electrodes taped to the skin. See, it gathers data on sleeping patterns and various factors that may cause snoring. See, snoring itself is the obstruction of the airflow to the throat, which is actually the result of the dropping of the soft palate.
Well, that makes sense. Everything else on this is dropping.
Now, once the data is obtained and analyzed, we can decide which treatment might help you. It could be as simple as this dental device, which forces you to breathe through your mouth.
That shouldn't be hard for you.
And if that doesn't work, there are other alternatives. And as a last resort, we can always do throat surgery.
Surgery?
Only if all else fails. Now, the truth is, the simplest way to cure snoring is usually by losing weight. You know, most snoring goes away when people cut back on their eating.
Tell me more about the surgery.
Don't worry about that, Mr. Vendem. We perform that operation very infrequently.
I can't imagine people going under the knife for something as harmless as a little snoring.
Well, just so you know, Mr. Fox, it isn't always that harmless. In a very small number of cases, snoring is symptomatic of a very serious condition called apnea.
Apnea? You mean when they go to sleep, they lose their memory?
No, that's amnesia.
That's right, I forgot.
Sleep apnea is a condition where the snorer actually stops breathing many times during the night. And in some cases, this can bring on a stroke or a heart attack.
What? Thank you.
Oh, just relax, Liv.
I promise you, Mr. Van Damme, it's very rare.
Rare? Rare? Oh, sure, rare. Like it's rare when a guy's driving down the street and a bird flies in his window, gets caught between his glasses and his face and he can't get it out, and he veers off, goes through a liquor store window, drives right through the liquor store into a laundromat next door. You think that's rare? Well, it happened to me.
Well, only about 1 out of every 100 snorers has apnea.
Yeah, but if a person does have it, that means he could go sleep and then not wake up again, right?
Well, technically, yes, but I can assure you it's a very remote possibility. And after tonight, we'll know for sure whether you have it or not. Ooh, look, I better go check and see if your rooms are all set up for tonight.
I bet that's what you've got.
Can't I wear a t-shirt or something?
Lie down, please.
What's that for?
The next electrode won't make contact unless I shave you.
Where?
On your chest.
Oh, thank God.
Wait, no cream or anything?
I'm only doing one small spot.
Oh, okay.
You're the only one who's been such a baby about this.
Ow, 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 ow.
Here we are.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Oh, my. What's that big thing?
This is a respiratory band.
Oh, jeez.
It measures your breathing.
Oh. That's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever had to wear.
Then you'll hardly notice this one.
Didn't I see you and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Okay. Ready for Betty Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Lie down.
Okay. Easy.
Okay. Now, if you need me, just press that buzzer over there.
I'll be pushing that a lot.
Then I'll see you at 6 a.m. Sleep tight.
Can you wait?
Well, what do you think?
I was afraid you might be able to sleep. I could use some company.
Well, could you at least close the door?
I know how much that hurts. I did the same thing to myself.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't bother you if I didn't think it was important.
What's the problem?
I can't sleep.
Well, that's a news flash.
I can't sleep either. How the hell can you sleep with all this stuff on you? I feel like a stolen car radio.
It's not why I can't sleep. I can't sleep because, you know, I'm afraid.
Oh, come on. You're not going to die.
I might.
Luther, how many times have you gone to sleep in your life and not died?
Every time. So far.
Okay, then.
Well, hey, man, everybody dies. Nobody dies till they die.
And you got me there, Luther.
Come on, this really driving me nuts.
Well, you said it, Luther. Everybody's going to die. We're all going to die. And you know what? I bet you most people hope they die in their sleep. I know I do. I hope I die in my sleep. More than any other way I could die I could think of.
Yeah, but not tonight.
Maybe you will die tonight. Maybe I'll die tonight. Maybe we'll all die tonight. And you know what? Maybe if we thought about that, we wouldn't take each day for granted. We'd appreciate each day and be thankful for what we have.
Boy, Hayden, you're deep. I don't know. Maybe I'm just afraid I haven't done enough with my life, and now that I'm getting older, I'm afraid I won't be able to do all those things if I die, because I'll be dead.
Well, Lucy, you know, I think everybody feels that way. I mean, at least most people that have accomplished something feel that way. I know I feel that way. I mean, hey, and take a look at what I've accomplished. Took a terrible college football program, we turned them into national champions, and on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I'm recognized by my peers as one of the best in the business. And personally, I've had a great life. I got a wonderful wife I love, and she loves me. I have this wonderful daughter, and I didn't even have a relationship with her 7 years ago, and now we have this fantastic relationship. And yet, I would like to achieve more, much more. Except when you look at it, it looks like I got it all. We don't usually do this.
None of my business. So, I've got all your information here. Would you like to know the results?
No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I have apnea. I just know it.
You don't have apnea.
I don't?
See?
Neither of you have apnea. In fact, neither of you snored at all last night. Now, I don't know if I can explain it, but I was wondering if you wouldn't mind trying something for me.
How long does the doctor say we have to try this?
He says only about a week.
Well, I'll try anything if it means getting a good night's sleep.
Night, Christine.
Night, honey.
Night, Luther. Night, Hayden.